Are you ready to receive tonight? Most times the problem we have is not because God does not have enough. Most times the problem we have is because we don't know how to receive. God has more than enough for the whole land of Duma. So it's an error for you to be here tonight and not to receive. So turn to your neighbor. Say, I don't know about you, but me, I must take my own tonight. He said, weeping may endure for the night. He said, but joy comes in the morning. If you have slept with it for more than one night, it's an error. He said, our light affliction are but for a moment. If you have carried it for more than a moment, it's an error. And that is why the Lord will visit you tonight. Somebody shout hallelujah! Tonight is my privilege again to be here. I want to salute Evangelist Shala Uka. He is the director of missions, Remnant Christian Network Global. Reverend Shala is a field marshal. If you want to see him in his elements, come to the crusade ground. That's when you will see that a man becomes as bright as one of the creatures of heaven. Celebrate his heart and his labor for the kingdom. And tonight he has given me the privilege to bring the word of the Lord. I also want to salute the leadership of the Khan and every minister of the Lord here present tonight. Thank you for watching over the gates of this land. If the gates are not kept, then devils can take our inheritance. So when people walk in their inheritance, it's because they are gatekeepers. So we honor the labor of the gatekeepers of this land. And everybody that is here tonight, you are in for a miracle. Your life is about to change. The circumstance that you have become used to is about to leave you just like that. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. So if you are ready to receive tonight, one more time, shout hallelujah! In the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We are persuaded of the great things that you will do in our midst. And Lord, we open our hearts to receive in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Jesus is passing through Duma tonight. And the condition that will make you receive is one. Give me your attention. If I get your attention tonight, I assure you that you will not just be healed of whatever crisis you came with, but your life will turn around. The Bible said in Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 48, he said, and Jesus came out of
Jericho.
And as he was leaving, he said, there was a beggar by the roadside.
This beggar was not in church. He was not part of Jesus' service. He didn't come to church that day. But he heard that Jesus was passing by. That was enough for him. He didn't come to church. He didn't even know Jesus just finished a miracle service. But he heard that the same Jesus that raised the dead, the same Jesus that cleansed the lepers, the same Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind, the same Jesus that unstopped deaf ears, he heard that that same Jesus was passing by. And immediately he said, Son of David, he said, have mercy. The reason is because at any time you meet God, God is ever ready to give. One of the nature of God is the nature of love. And the only way you can see love, you know, there are not too many ways of identifying love, but one of the ways you can know love is that love gives. So every time you meet God that has the nature of love, there's one thing we know God is always doing. He is always giving. So when he heard that Jesus was passing by, he said, Son of David, I know you are always giving. So I want to take my own. And he didn't say, Jesus, heal me tomorrow. He said, heal me now. Heal me now. The Bible said, the people that sat near him, they said, keep quiet. Stop disturbing. Why are you shouting? Don't you know Jesus has something doing? He said, when they shouted from this direction, he returned to this direction. When they shout from this direction, he returned to this direction. And he kept at one thing. He said, Jesus, have mercy. When the power of God begins to move, some of you will discover that the power of God will hit you. And he will start laughing. Some of you will fall down. Some of you will start running. And that is when God will visit. But if you are not careful, you will lose. Because you will be wondering what your neighbor is thinking. That's why I said, what you need to receive tonight is to pay attention. Because God may give you an instruction. He may just say, stand up. You are deaf. But God says, stand up. Stand up doesn't make sense. But when a spirit speaks, he's not talking to your head. When a spirit speaks, he's talking to the totality of your being. Because not only your ear hears a spirit, even your hand can hear a spirit. Even your legs can hear a spirit. Even when you are dead and none of your body is functioning, a spirit can still talk to you. So he said, even the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And he said, dead that hear him, he said, they shall live. So the Holy Ghost may know you are deaf, but he may say, stand up. If you stand up, you will discover your ear will open. The Holy Ghost may know you are blind, but he may say, run. And the moment you start running, your eyes will open. The Holy Ghost may know that your bones are broken and naturally you cannot walk. But when Jesus begins to pass, Jesus may tell you, stand and start walking. Because Jesus is talking to you beyond your bones. And even if your bones were broken,
It was Jesus that created the bone. So when he says stand up, you are not the only person obeying. Even the bones will begin to obey. Because that's what he came to do. Why is God responding like that? Because the condition you are in now, the devil didn't take your permission to put you there. The devil did not ask you whether you wanted to be crippled. He just showed up and he burned your body and you became crippled. The devil did not ask you whether you wanted to be deaf. He just came and he deafened you. The devil did not ask you whether you wanted to be blind. The devil knew that your eyes can understand another language. So he spoke that language to your eyes and you became blind. So the Bible said in John chapter 10 verse 10, it said the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So you are not sick because you were sinning. You are not sick because you are bad. You are not sick because you came from the wrong family. You are not poor because you are wicked. The reason you are sick, the reason you are poor, is because the devil is a bad devil. In John chapter 9, from verse 1 to 5, Jesus came to a temple. Yes, and he saw a man that was born blind. And the disciples said, who sinned that this man was born blind? And Jesus said, nay. Because they asked whether it was him or his father. And Jesus said, you don't need to sin to be blind. You are blind because the devil is walking. You are deaf because the devil is walking. You are crippled because the devil is walking. But the good news tonight is this. The devil is not the only one that knows how to walk. There's a superior being that works better than the devil. The name of that being is called Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Let me show you something. Why I said Jesus is a better walker. That plastic chair you are sitting on now, if you want to break that chair, it will take less than 1 minute to break it. But if I tell you to make that chair, it will take you a month, you won't be able to make it. So it's an easy thing for the devil to make you blind. It doesn't take so much power for you to be blind. It doesn't take so much power for you to be deaf. So when the devil walks, it doesn't move us. Because we know that what he's doing is a very weak walk. But there is a being that knows how to revert everything the devil has done. So when the devil makes a man blind, the preoccupation of Jesus is to open the eyes that was blind. And when Jesus wants to open that eye, he doesn't need the permission of the devil. The reason is because he is the Lord, both of the blind and of the devil. So he can choose to open your eyes without consulting the devil. And sometimes, even yourself, he will not even consult you and he will heal you. Have you been there before when you had pain and then you went to sleep and then you woke up and you discovered the pain was gone? That was God healing you without consulting you. Now what will happen if you consciously say, Son of David, have mercy? It means everything that held you bound, he lose on their own accord.
In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, he said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Jesus was not anointed with Vaseline.
You
know, when you take your bath and you want to look good, you can anoint yourself with Vaseline. You can anoint yourself with Nivea. Jesus was not anointed with Vaseline. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. So even if Jesus were passing and he's not even aware that you are sick, if you touch him, because he was anointed with power, power will leave him and reach you. He said Jesus was going somewhere to the centurion's house, and the woman with the issue of blood told herself, if I can only but touch the hem of his garment, he said that we be cleansed of whatsoever. Jesus was not aware. Jesus did not know the woman had an issue of blood. Jesus was only anointed with power. So when the woman touched Jesus, the Bible said the blood that was flowing for 20 years, it ceased, and Jesus turned and he said, who touched me? And Peter said, what do you mean? Men are pressing you on every side. Jesus said, no, I was anointed with power. Somebody drew power from me. Because every time you touch with faith, you are not touching the body of Jesus, you are touching power. When you touch power, something must happen to you, whether you know about power or not. Have you touched an electric current before? Have you touched naked wire before? You don't need to know the law of electricity. When you touch power, power has a language. And the language of power, your body will respond to it. So tonight, everybody that says enough is enough, I was to touch the one that was clothed with power, something will happen. The same way you didn't know how the sickness came, that's how you will not know how it will go. The same way you woke up and discovered there was pain on your leg, that's how tonight you will stand up and discover the pain is gone. The same way you just realized that you couldn't hear well with your right ear, that's how you will just discover that the ear has started working, because there was a power that made you deaf. But tonight I came with the power that opens the ear. There was a power that made you blind. But tonight, I came with the power that opens the blind eye. There was a power that broke your legs. I came tonight with the power that makes your leg to become whole. The question tonight is, are you ready to receive? If you are ready to receive, shout hallelujah. Somebody say power. Power is the cure of human affliction. Listen to me, sit down. English language doesn't heal. English language cannot turn your situation around. There is something that changes a man's story. It's called power. It's called power. I was in Benue State, Makodi, for more than 25 years. What to eat was crisis. I graduated from the university because I thought if I get a bachelor's degree, my life will become better. I got a bachelor's degree. Nothing changed. I went further to get a master's degree. I thought if I got a master's degree, my life will change. Nothing changed. With my master's degree, I was working and earning 25,000 naira a month. The money finishes the day I collected it. But one day, I realized that what changes a man's story is not degree. It has one name. It's called power. And when I contact with power, I sit in my house. And what I work to get for 1 month, I get 10 times in one day. What changed my story is God power. It's God power. And tonight, if I introduce you to power, you will not only be healed. That job you are applying for, that every time you go, they say, go back. You went and you bought a new suit. You thought the last time you went with a brown suit. So they told you if you are going for an interview, the color of suit to wear is ash or navy blue. So you came and bought ash. And you went, it didn't work. You now came back, you say, okay, it's navy blue. You bought navy blue. It still didn't work. They now told you, when you are going for interview, your tie must be long until it touches your belt. That's why they know you are a serious man. And then you knotted your tie, and it was longer than your belt. Still, you didn't get it. If power comes on your certificate, even if you are not able to go, when you send it, the man will lose his peace until he looks for your certificate and carries it. The Bible said that night the king could not sleep, and he carried the chronicles of the king, and he said to check if any man had done the king well, and he saw the name of Mordecai. And in that season, they were planning to kill Mordecai, but power had entered the equation. And when the king saw it, the king went to Mordecai's enemy and said, what should be done to the man that honors the king? And everything Mordecai's enemy said, thinking that it will be done to him, the king now said, go and do it to your enemy. What I'm trying to say is this: when power comes, even those fighting you, those gossiping you, those jealous of you, they will have no choice. Power will force them to serve you. Because power has no regard for circumstance. When power comes, the way you know power has come is when contrary situations begin to turn around. You won't know power has come until the impossible begins to happen. And tonight, before your very eyes, you will see the manifestation of power. Because the impossible will begin to happen. I thought somebody would shout amen. I thought somebody would shout a louder amen. Are you ready to receive tonight? We have more than enough to give. He said concerning Jesus, you know, if Jesus only came to bless you, it would have been enough. But he did not just come to bless you. Before Jesus blessed you, he went and dealt with your enemy. So your enemy will never have an advantage over you. In Colossians 2:14, he said, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a public disgrace of them and triumphed over them in victory. And when he defeated your enemy, the Bible now said he came. In John 20:21, he said, go in this power. In Matthew 28:18-20, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He said, take the power and go and conquer the world. In Luke 10:19, he said, even if you step upon serpents and scorpions while you are going, he said, and all the power of the devil, He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. We are not defeated people trying to be careful. We are the oppressors of the devil. Because he didn't tell us to be careful of the devil. He said we should trample upon them. So when you see evil, you are not running away trying to be saved. When evil sees you, evil begins to roar. The reason you are vulnerable is because you don't know that right now all the power in heaven and on earth has been given to you. When you know, even when you are traveling, you don't start praying, God, protect us, protect us. No, we don't pray like that. When you are traveling, you say, I am the safety of the road. I am the one protecting my car. The car will not be damaged because I'm there. Because they were sailing on the boat and the wind came boisterous and the disciples began to shout. They say, Master, save us. Hear us not doubt that we perish. And Jesus stood up and said, oh, ye of little faith. You don't know you are the safety of the boat. The boat is not the one carrying you. You are the one carrying the boat. So he stood up and he said, peace be still. Who told you wind doesn't have ear? Who told you the devil doesn't have ear? Who told you your circumstance doesn't have ear? Who told you the crisis you are going through doesn't have ear? If you will stand up and say, I am not disadvantaged, I have all the power that I need, and you look at your circumstance, you say, the name of Jesus, I command you, turn around. That's how we live. We don't live by explaining. We live by commanding. So he said, in case you are going and you collide with a mountain, he said, don't talk to God about it. He said, God is already aware a mountain is there. That's why he brought you there. He said, what you need to do, face the mountain and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to remove and out. And he said, the mountain will obey you. The reason is because all power in heaven and on earth has been given to you. If you know this, the pain may be on your waist, but like Abraham, when you stand up, you will not stagger the promises of God from beneath. You will be celebrating. Before the pain leaves, you know the pain must go. So when you are done dancing, you say, pain, in the name of Jesus, get out. And the pain has no choice but to go. Because at that time, the pain is your mountain. Your mountains are about to go. If you are ready to receive, stand up to your feet. If you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life, listen. Listen. The greatest miracle is not the healing of the eye. It's not the healing of the bones. It's the testimony of the new birth. Is a man coming from death back to life. And if you are here tonight, you have not met Jesus the Lord of your life, or you are struggling with something and you want to say, Son of David, have mercy, I want you to run out and commit your life to the Lord afresh. Please come quickly. Don't be ashamed of your neighbor. I told you, they told blind Bartimaeus, keep quiet. But he left them. Come quickly and commit your life to the Lord. I want to do that for the next 2 minutes, and then I'll pray for you. Some of you are ashamed because you are wondering what the people will say. When you die, you go to the Lord alone. Your friend will not follow you. Your neighbor will not follow you. Not even your boyfriend will follow you. Everything that stops you from accepting God now will not be there at the judgment seat. So you want to save yourself from this untoward generation, I want you to come out quickly. We don't have time. Come out quickly, Jesus is waiting. Every power that is holding you back, I break it in the name of Jesus. I lose that power of your soul. I release you to accept it, Jesus. Come out now. Come out now. Jesus is waiting.
Yes, we are
Jesus is waiting.
Yes, we are
Jesus is waiting.
Yes, we are
He said, "You are not ashamed of me before men."
Yes, we are
I will not be ashamed of you before my Father. So those of you who want to make a decision for the Lord tonight, this is your opportunity. This is your chance. This is your chance. Run to the cross and embrace life. That sin that has held you bound, the name is called death. But there is life in your way. Come and embrace life. We came to bring you life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come and embrace life. Jesus is waiting for you. Come and embrace life. You have one more minute to make decision for Jesus. You have seen your friends die before. If you don't accept Jesus, you are going to hell. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. There are no two ways to heaven. There is only one way to life. His name is Jesus." This evening, congratulations. You have made the best decision in your life. There's only one way to eternal life. One. He said, "I am the way." He didn't say, "I am a way." If he said, "I am a way," it means there are other ways, but there is one, the way, and the way is Jesus. And the way to accept Jesus is simple. Believe in your heart that he died for your sins and that he rose for your justification, and confess with your mouth that he is your Lord. You want to do that now? Place your hand on your chest and repeat this prayer after me. Mean it. Say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. But I believe in my heart that you died for my sins and that you were raised from the dead for my justification. And so I confess with my mouth that you are the Lord, the Master, and the owner of my life. From this day, I belong to the family of God. Thank you, Father, for receiving me. I have eternal life now. In Jesus' precious name." Congratulations, if you said that prayer, Jesus heard you, and eternal life has been put in your spirit. We'll be having this program for the next 3 days. Continue coming, receive the word of the Lord to your spirit, and be energized. And then we'll make arrangement for you to be handed over to pastors to disciple you. You know, when a child is born, the child doesn't begin to walk. The child sees others walking and learns how to walk. The child doesn't begin to talk. It takes a while you will be taught how to walk, how to talk, and how to live according to this life. Please, don't just go back. Continue. We'll make arrangement for you to be discipled, and the Lord will be your Lord indeed. In Jesus' precious name. We are out of time already. Is there an arrangement for these people? Please, go this way quickly. They will just take your details. 3 minutes and we are done. Very quickly. Very quickly. Give the Lord a big hand.
Is that okay?
Give the Lord a big hand. Give the Lord a big hand. Come on, come on, come on. We are welcoming them into the family of God. We are welcoming them into the family of God. I come to open your eyes that what you call a mountain is an opportunity for you to manifest. If we hung this light in the daytime, it will be useless. The reason this light is shining is because there is darkness. So every circumstance you are in is an opportunity for you to shine. Because the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. If you want to receive now, stretch your hands in my direction. Maybe there is pain on your waist. Maybe your ear have a challenge. Maybe your eyes have a challenge. It's time for the challenge to vanish. I was preaching last week in Mubi, in Adamawa State, and a woman, I taught this simple thing I taught. And I released the power of God. And she ran out. She said she must testify. I said, why must you testify? The people who are healed are too many. We can't take all the testimonies. She said, Pastor, I must testify. I said, what did God do for you? She said, I've had breast cancer for 5 years. Do you know what breast cancer is? It's an irregular growth with excruciating pain. And while they were dancing, all of a sudden, the pain vanished. 3 weeks ago, I was in Jigawa State, and I spoke this same thing I spoke. And a child of 4 years, she was born blind. She didn't even hear the message, but she was under the atmosphere. She was born blind. And what power went forth? The eyes opened, and the child that was born blind for 4 years began to see. Another child of 2 years old, the mouth was bent to one direction. She didn't understand the message, but she was in an atmosphere of power. And the hand of God came and turned the mouth back. Tonight, every challenge that you have carried, it doesn't matter for how long. Whether you are young or old, the Bible said, if only you will believe, then you will see the glory of God. Tonight, do you believe? If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Because the power of God is about to heal you. Begin to make demand. Tell the Lord, I believe. That's all. Tell the Lord, I believe. We are not going to do anything special, but you will be shocked that you believe. Tell him, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Have you said that? I want to surprise you. Before I pray for the sick, we are just going to dance. While we are dancing, some of you already will be healed without me praying. So you will know that what you have done is enough. Where is the praise leader? I want you to dance violently for 3 minutes. You'll be shocked. If I pray, you will say he's an apostle. Amen. You will just dance and you will be healed. You'll be shocked. Where is the praise leader? Give me very violent praise. Just 3 minutes.
Miti oku.
in that mic walking.
You are God. You are not just big. You are not just large. You are the great God.
Hurry up, let's testify and give glory to the Lord. If you want your hand, come quickly.
Kagane cewa ko wani sake
wani kike
When you have power,
just talk.
It will happen.
The devil is not powerful. If you have an issue with your ear, put your hand there. If you have an issue with your eye, put your hand there. If there's a pain on your body, put your hand there. The devil is about to go away. Because he doesn't have a choice. It's time for him to get out. What happened to this one? Okay, what happened to him? We have not prayed for the sick. What happened to him?
He said he had teeth problem and the mouth was swollen.
He had problem with his teeth.
And it was swollen.
And the mouth was swollen.
So when he came here, while they were dancing, the thing just went down. And the teeth is
the gone. Pain in your teeth is gone. How about the swollenness?
Everything is gone.
Everything is gone.
Yeah.
Listen. If I start shouting, you will think the power is in my dream. Only you will believe. What happened to her?
Yes,
what
hallelujah.
Yes.
Mommy said she came here with sickness, ulcer.
Awesome.
Yes, that immediately the prayer was on, something left her, she can feel better now.
She can, the pain in her tummy
yes,
is gone.
She can feel better.
The ulcer pain
yes.
is gone.
She can feel better.
You feel? And you are just looking like that? Are you going to receive yours now? Are you ready to receive yours? Do you see how easy it is? Do you see how easy it is? Who did this?
Jesus.
Your ears, put your hands, your eyes, your back, your eyes, everywhere you have a challenge, put your hands there. So you reign, you
ancient
Zion's young king, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. Let your hand where there is a challenge. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you are ready to receive, you will shout the loudest amen. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I take authority over every devil.
Amen.
You and I command you,
amen.
Get out of
amen.
Their bodies. I command deafening spirits out of their ears.
Amen.
I command blinding devils out in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every devil causing pains in the eyes,
amen.
In the back,
amen.
In the legs,
amen.
In the name of
amen.
Jesus, I command you out of
amen.
Their bodies.
command the yokes to break.
Amen.
I command eyes begin to see.
Amen.
I command ears begin to hear.
Amen.
I command pains go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I release the power of God.
Amen.
I shall be healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From the crown of your head.
Amen.
To the soles of your feet, be healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have pain in your leg, you couldn't walk, begin to lift that leg up.
Yeah.
And begin to walk. The pain is going. The pain is going. For those of you who couldn't hear, I command the ears to open. I command pains to leave your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Check your bodies. Check. Go ahead and check your bodies. You had pains before on your waist, on your back. The pain just left. Go ahead and check. You couldn't walk, lift your legs, begin to walk. The pain is gone. Don't be afraid. Wave your hand if you have noticed the healing. Wave your hand. Look at that. Wave your hand if you have noticed the healing. Listen. See how God is glorified. God is not glorified just because you are healed. God is glorified when you testify. And if you want to give glory to the Lord, run out quickly. Tell us what the Lord has done. We have just 3 more minutes. Pain has left you, come. You couldn't hear, you can hear, come. Come and give glory to the Lord. Come quickly. We don't have time. Something has happened to you. Don't keep it to yourself. See the problem of Christians. When you were sick, you told everybody. Now you are healed, you are ashamed. Don't go back so the devil will afflict you again. You notice the change. Run out now and give glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. What happened to Mama?
Hallelujah. Mommy said she matched poison.
She matched poison.
Yes. So the leg was so much in pain. So
when there was pain on the leg, for how long?
4 days ago.
For 4 days ago.
And what couldn't you do?
When I matched the poison, I was going out in the morning to pour refuse beans. So when I matched it immediately, I felt it in my body. I have been praying over it. This afternoon, after going round, the pain was so much. So I picked up the anointing in my house. I told God that you said by this anointing, I am healed. And even anointing the leg, I even came here with the anointing. I was still feeling a very heavy pain. But when I was dancing, I discovered...
What happened now? And you are just looking like that. Come up, Mama. Give the Lord a shout! We curse that yoke of the devil. It will not return again. In the name of Jesus. What happened to Mama?
Mama says she has diabetes, so she cannot read with her eyes. So
she couldn't read with her eyes.
But right now she can see.
Now she can see clearly.
Very, very busy.
For how long? For how long?
For 2 years now. For 4 years now.
For four good years. For
now.
4 years you couldn't read. But now you can read clearly.
She can read.
And you are just looking like that.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. Mama is surprised. What happened to Daddy?
Hallelujah. Daddy say he has a big problem with his leg. He has been working with sticks. But since he came here, he dropped the stick and he can walk. And
you couldn't walk before?
That he cannot stand like this before.
Wait. Let's keep going. You couldn't walk before? Give him the mic. You couldn't walk before?
I was having a problem with the leg.
For how long?
It's more than 3 weeks now.
And it prevented you from walking?
It prevented me from walking. If I stand small, I will be tired.
So now what has happened to you?
Since the crusade has started, I've been dancing since the beginning of the day.
Let me take one more testimony, quick. I want to release an impartation of the power of God. Quick, one more testimony.
Sir, there's a testimony here. This woman came in with severe pains on her body. She wasn't feeling very well. But while the praise was ongoing, and she danced to it, she just realized she's free right now, and she's feeling okay.
The fever is gone.
It's gone.
It just checked out like that.
It checked out.
What happened to the other sister?
The young lady has an eye problem.
Eye challenge.
A year ago, someone hit her on her eyes, so she's been having challenges with her eyes and then her back. But while you prayed, she realized the eyes have been relieved.
Someone hit you in the eye for one year ago.
Yes, her classmates.
And then you have pain on the back too. Yes. And all of them is gone. Come on, stand up, lift your heads toward heaven and give glory to God. Tonight is just the first night. God has come to turn your story around. Lift your hands toward heaven. Can you rise for a minute? Rise up for a minute. I want to release something on some very few people that came here hungry. If you came hungry, wave at me. I want to release something on you now. So you will go and do what you have seen. You are not supposed to be a spectator. Every one of us is supposed to do what Jesus did and to do greater works. In 1 minute, tell the Lord, release an impartation upon my life. Don't be distracted now. Just a minute and I'll be out of here. Lord, release an impartation upon my life. I want to carry your glory and your power to the nations of the world. I also want to be a witness of this life. I need your power. Pray that prayer in the next 1 minute. In the next 1 minute, go ahead. Pray. In Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. Just be quiet. Don't be distracted. I was told there's a fire conference tomorrow by 8 a.m. So tomorrow morning, I will come here to release fire on some of you. All right? But since you have put your hand on your head already, let me just transfer something to 2-3 persons that are hungry, truly hungry tonight. Don't play again. Thank you. Be sensitive because you too can receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand over your children. Please, I beg you, be sensitive now. Be sensitive. I want to give you something that is tangible. I have it. It's not sensation. I have it. I can give you. That's what I want to do now. Be sensitive. You are about to receive something. Father, in the name of Jesus, everybody tonight standing in this field that is hungry for a baptism of power and for a baptism of a fresh fire, I come as a recipient of the same. And I say from among them, Holy Ghost, let your hand rest on 5 of them and baptize them with fire. Holy Ghost, touch. That's 1. Holy Ghost, touch. I release a fresh baptism of fire. Touch. Stay quiet. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I release it. It's coming on another. Just 5 persons tonight. Receive fresh fire. Receive fresh grace. Touch.
Someone is an impartation of fire. This one, your tongue will be anointed with fire. And from tonight, you will be changed into another man. Father, that one person that you have identified to be a recipient of your fire, in the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, I say, touch! Touch!
If you were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just say this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website orocomichael.com. to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.